No uncleanness of body, word, or spirit. In order to be acceptable in God's sight, the leaders of the people were to give strict heed to the sanitary condition of the armies of Israel, even when they went forth to battle. Every soul, from the commander-in-chief to the lowest soldier in the army, was sacredly charged to preserve cleanliness in his person and surroundings, for the Israelites were chosen by God as his peculiar people. They were sacredly bound to be holy in body and spirit. They were not to be careless or neglectful of their personal duties. In every respect they were to preserve cleanliness. They were to allow nothing untidy or unwholesome in their surroundings, nothing which would taint the purity of the atmosphere. Inwardly and outwardly they were to be pure, quoted. We know his will, and any departure from it to follow ideas of your own is a dishonor to his name, a reproach to his sacred truth. Everything that relates to the worship of God on earth is to bear in appearance a striking resemblance to heavenly things. There must be no careless disregard in these things, if you expect the Lord to favor you with his presence. He will not have his work placed on a level with common, temporal things. All those who come into his presence should give special attention to the body and the clothing. Heaven is a clean and holy place. God is pure and holy. All who come into his presence should take heed to his directions, and have the body and the clothing in a pure, clean condition, thus showing respect to themselves and to him. The heart must also be sanctified. Those who do this will not dishonor his sacred name by worshiping him while their hearts are polluted and their apparel is untidy. God sees these things. He marks the heart preparation, the thoughts, the cleanliness in appearance, of those who worship him.